From our studio here in Port Louis, this is MCB Talk, the podcast on financial matters that matter. I am Deepa, and I thank you for joining us. Last year, 84% of MCB's profits came from outside of Mauritius. I'm going to let this sink in for a minute. 84% of MCB's profits are made abroad. Today, I talk to Philippe Thouati, the head of MCB's corporate and institutional banking. The CIB is the department that makes a big chunk of those big bucks. And we're going to talk about what this means for the M in MCB, both in terms of the bank's identity and positioning going forward. Philippe, welcome to MCB Talk. But before we go any further, tell us a little bit about yourself. How does a former head of CIB of Standard Chartered in Singapore find himself years down the line, post-COVID, in this new normal and some say volatile period at the helm of MCB's CIB?
So my background before joining MCB was in Standard Chartered, core head of the wholesale banking, and in ANZ Bank, I was the head of institutional banking, which mirror exactly the CIB activities. So I was approached by MCB to see whether I was interested to join. And I was thrilled to essentially combine my strategic skill set as well as operational, which is running CIB activity in different geographies, and bring it into MCB and help MCB go to the next stage of development. So that combination of these two component skill set was what I was excited to do.
Okay, so MCB is engaged in specialized activities in the region that require advanced expertise, expertise that I believe we do have, and I believe this is where the big money is being made. But the fact that those activities that most of us have never heard of are happening abroad, and they account for 84% of the bank's profits, is surprising, to say the least. Should it be surprising?
So for people who are in CIB, is not surprising. We have 99% of our people are Mauritians, and they focus on specialized activities, both for the local markets, Mauritian and regional corporate, specialized finance in oil and gas, metal and mining activity, as well as global international corporate finance institutions. And we got different teams focused on that on a daily basis. We do transaction after transaction. And this profit or this number you talk about are combinations of a series of activities and transactions we do on a daily basis. So for us, it's not surprising. It's day in, day out of what we're doing. Activities, working with financial market, working with risk, and bringing these transactions across the line.
So you're saying that because those lucrative activities are so specialized and they do not involve the majority of MCB Group's 4,000 plus employees, most people don't actually realize to what extent the percentage of activities in Mauritius had shrunk in MCB's bigger picture, right?
Yeah. So I think I will not say that they are shrunk. We have expanded the other activities so much that on a relative basis, they look to have strength.
Okay.
But we have expanded our skill set in power and infrastructure. We're expanding our skill set in building structured debt. We have expanded our skill set in private equities. We have expanded our skill set in management companies to help international company using Mauritius, or in some cases not, do transactions international.
Right. But the fact that the local aspect of it has shrunk, relatively speaking, obviously, shouldn't this story be told? Doesn't it matter in terms of the bank's positioning?
Okay. So if you look at it from a client point of view, our clients look at our capabilities, our ability to transact and execute complex transactions. What matters to them is our reputations in the segments in which we're operating, in our reputations in executions of these transactions. And our reputation is actually amazing all over the clients. Whether the client sits in London, the client sits in Dubai, the client sits in Mauritius, the client sits in South Africa, they look at our ability to execute transactions. And for them, our track records and our reputations is fantastic. So what matters to us is less the overall marketing. What matters to us is the one-to-one marketing with these clients.
Right. Okay. So does that mean that MCB is an international bank?
So MCB has both characteristics. It's both a local bank where we have extremely strong franchise, whether or not it's business banking, is retail, as well as Mauritius and regional corporate. At the same time, both our Mauritius clients expect us to support them when they go overseas, and as well as we have a lot of international clients that expect us to be supporting when they do overseas activities. So we have a local franchise as well as an international franchise. So on the whole, we are definitely an international bank anchored in Mauritius history, and we're doing well in Mauritius, but we have to support both our international franchise as well as our local franchise in that respect. But you should never forget, MCB, 99% of its employees are Mauritians. We help Mauritius grow. All our activities, we do international corporate, we do specialized finance, Mauritius regional corporate, help both the economy grow, our local franchise grow, and our employee get opportunities locally as well as overseas. So MCB is an international bank. We're not yet the international reference bank that we want to be.
So what is that reference bank that we want to be? Tell us more about that.
So today, our bankers are doing an amazing transactions. But if you ask internationally in London, in community financial center, are we known? Not yet. Are we known in Dubai? Not yet. Our clients specifically know us, but we need to do more work to become that international reference bank.
More work in terms of advertising, of marketing, or more work privately with those clients?
So more work at every level, marketings, more works in recruiting more talents, more works is ensuring that our people who do not know us directly think of us like the way they would think about another international bank. And we are, if you want, an emerging diamond, but we are not seen by everybody as the diamonds that we want to be.
Right. Yeah. So can you give us an idea of the type of transaction and activities that we're talking about, the ones that are specialized in and that are driving growth?
So we got four different segments. So Mauritius, a regional corporate, financial institutions, global international corporate, and specialized finance. For each of them, we have a very different set of solutions that we bring for each of them. So I'm going to go through each of them, but let's take an example of Mauritius original corporate. We may do a project finance in a renewable energy, as an example. It's very specific skill sets that involve capital markets, that would involve also the local fundings. Now, that's an example of local transactions that is complex. Another example would be in global international corporate, would be private equity fund funding, where we'll do an average leverage finance acquisitions for them in a specific geography in Africa. And financial institutions would do some similar elements of transactions locally as well as internationally with them. For each of these segments, we have a different skill set, different type of transactions, and different ability to execute in different geography.
Okay. And in general, what's the competition like?
So the competition is very high in general, but for given geography, product, and transactions, the degree of competitions reduce significantly. But I require that combination of these three or four key factors for us to be competitive. But the competitions is high. And we manage to get to stay competitive because of this combination of factors.
Okay, so we are, MCB as of now is very competitive in those segments and the region.
Yes, our numbers show that, but it's hard work.
Yeah, I imagine. Okay. So we mentioned earlier your stint as head of CIB at Standard Chartered. I imagine that the sector must have greatly evolved since those days. What can you tell us about that?
If you look at first the geography in which we are operating, so the traditional banker would just receive a call from a client and say, can you do that? That has evolved significantly. Right now you have to ensure that you do proper coverage of these client sets, and you need to ensure that you build the product capabilities that are suitable for the given geography in which you are operating. So in that sense, it has evolved significantly. So you're not just receiving a call, you have to really originate aggressively transactions in the marketplace in which you are operating. So that's probably one evolution. The second evolution is the standard in which we are operating have changed. It has changed in ESG. It has changed into expectation of return of capitals. You need to have a bank that is profitable. You need to have banks that is liquid. So all the standard that you would have seen 20 years ago, you have to manage both the return aspect, the risk aspect, and the reputational aspect of the institutions. So when you look at the reputation of the bank, it's not just about Are we a good bank? Are we financing transactions that are suitable in the environment in which we are, that cover climate issue, that cover social issue? So environment and social issue are considerations that are much more important than they would be 20 years ago. So that's why when we look at the selection of transactions and the type of clients we're dealing with, we need to ensure that it is well covered. So if you zoom on the aspect of environment, we need to do more into a series of areas for diversification reasons. But we are diversifying in the energy transitions. So we need to ensure that our clients, as well as our what we finance, is in a metal mining and minerals, allow the continents do the transitions in terms of energy. So mining and minerals as an example of transitions that we are starting to do, and that will allow to have more diversifications of our books, more diversification in terms of geography, more diversifications or in terms of climate activity that we are doing.
Oil and gas is a very lucrative activity for MCB. Transitioning from it is not going to be easy, I imagine. How badly will it hurt in the short term?
So our intent from an oil and gas point of view is to diversify and ensure that other segments that we are involved in grow. So whether or not is so diversifications, as I mentioned, around metal and minerals. That's one way of diversifying from oil and gas without hurting our franchise. The second element is to ensure that we have other segments, global international corporate, grow faster. So that enables us to diversify without hurting our core franchise today.
Okay. Does that mean that you see ESGs as opportunities rather than constraints in this brave new world?
So we see definitely ESG as an opportunity. There's a series of ESG dimensions. One is oil transitions to gas, and the second transitions to metal and minerals. There's power and infrastructure that we want to do more work on, what we call blended capital between the bank capitals and the DFIs, or the developed financial institutions, like IFC as an example. We want to do more work around project and infrastructure on that one. So ESG is definitely an opportunity. The challenge for a lot of places like Africa, as well as Mauritius, you need to ensure you got access to long-term capitals the same way you will have in Europe. And this, you need development of capital markets solutions across different geography in which we are operating. So it's an opportunity. The constraint is access to cost of fund that helped the project viability.
Thank you so much, Philip, for taking the time to talk to us. I know how busy you are. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
All right.